Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Tyler Krause in the house with Sask EV with the Charged Up Saskatoon Electric Vehicle Expo happening across from TCU Place this Sunday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited this year. We've been doing this event a couple of years now, and it's going to be really good. We have a ton of EVs that are going to be out there offering test drives, ride-alongs. We have real owners that you can talk to get their experience with driving and owning an EV in Saskatchewan. We've got food trucks that are going to be powered by EVs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we've got presentations so you can learn some things, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
One of the questions I was going to ask is, are there going to be like demos where you can maybe test drive some of these things?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have test drives and ride-alongs so you can actually get into a vehicle, take it for a spin, and then also with some of the owners that are there, you can go and ride along with their with them and with their vehicles, and you can get a really good experience and really learn a lot.
Because there's a lot of misconceptions about EVs and what you're able to do with them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially living here in Saskatchewan, we have a very harsh environment.
We do.
And people kind of compare, you know, the batteries in their vehicles to their, you know, what's in their cell phone or their laptop.
Yeah.
And I think we all know that they don't really fare so well in this weather. And EVs are completely different. The batteries in an electric vehicle are massive. They could power your house for, you know, multiple days, and they're not anything like what's in your laptop or your cell phone, and they do work really well in winter. And so I think a lot of people, they have misconceptions about that. We also offer a lot of information about where to charge the vehicles and how much that costs and how much these vehicles cost and stuff like that. So,
and that's the amazing part about your event is you get to come and learn all about the EV.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why we're here.
Awesome. Anything else that you want to add?
We'll be there from 11 to 4 on the 21st. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of good information, a lot of real owners, and we also have dealers there, so you can see what's available in Saskatoon if you want to go and buy an EV. But it's not just a sales pitch. I mean, we're there to support the EV community and to help people to get into an EV.
Yeah, well, one of the years that I ended up at the expo, there was a fellow there who had converted like an old truck into an EV. And it's kind of interesting that you can do that with older cars.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a couple conversions that are in the process of being developed in Saskatoon right now. I got some friends that are working on some different vehicles. We have the gentleman with the truck that was there last year. I have a friend who's working on a Volvo conversion right now. There's a Porsche conversion in Saskatchewan as well. And I've also seen a VW Beetle, an old Beetle that was converted. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. So where again can we find you this
Sunday?
Yeah,
so we'll be at across from TCU in the Midtown parking lot. And you'll see a bunch of food trucks and EVs there. So come check us out and say hi.
Where can people get more information?
You can get more information at the TC website or at saskev.ca.
And if people want more information just about Sask EV, where can they find that too?
So if you want more information, you can go to saskev.ca to learn about Charge It Up, and you can learn about EVs in general.